It's about 8:40 p.m. on day 12. I'm riding south into a slight headwind, but on a beautiful starlit night. I just had like my last break for the night, just sitting on the road, looking up at the stars. There's a million up there. The Milky Way is as bright as anything. You can see the Southern Cross really clearly in the two pointers, and just confirming I'm heading south. I saw one shooting star go across while I was just sitting there, and apart from the faint sound of a few crickets, there's nothing to be heard anywhere around. It's a pretty quiet road tonight. In the last 2 hours I've seen two road trains and one car, and that's it. I got off the road for each of them. I'm about 100 kilometres north of the Burke and Wills Roadhouse, which is stuck in the middle of nowhere. I don't intend to ride that much further, probably maybe 30k, maybe less, if I see a good spot to stop. I know that in about 35k there's a picnic area by the road, and that has the advantage of generally anyway having a table and picnic table and chairs, a concrete slab. Gives me somewhere to spread my stuff out and lean my bike up against, and I can just put my sleeping mat on the concrete floor. The downside of that is that it's an obvious place for people to look for you if you're the only one. Look for trouble if you're the only one there. Someone pulls up looking for trouble, you haven't really got much you can do about it. Whereas if I find a track just going into the wilderness off the side here as I ride along, chances are pretty much zero of being interrupted at all during the night. Anyway, I'll see how I go. I do think it's pretty safe out here, but you hear the occasional bad story. I've been making pretty steady progress since early this afternoon when I made my last recording. I guess highlights were the road was paralleling an old railway line called the Gulflander. It's a train that runs sort of across the savannah from, well actually I don't know where it starts, might even start at Cairns, it goes to Corumba, I think, up on the Gulf. Anyway, I think they give tourist rides on sections of it. It's a pretty slow old trundler sort of motor train. Anyway, I saw it with some tourists on passed by me at one point. You just glimpse it through the trees. And then later on I saw a herd of cattle being driven along by a couple of drovers who looked very authentic in their hats and dusty leather chaps and so on. And they gave me a bit of a wave. I gave them a wave. And the other highlight was as the sun started to go down, I disturbed a couple of brolgers. They're birds, flightless birds, just off to the left. And that the first I've seen for the trip. It's a nice sunset, some high cloud, nice red sky. And then as I say, since the sun's gone down, I've pretty much had the road to myself. The slight headwind's a bit of a pain in the butt because you have it sort of whistling in your ears all the time. When you're actually stopped, it's just a breeze, but when you're trying to make 25 or 30k an hour into it, it becomes more of a burden. But I guess the section where I'm heading south, away from the Gulf and Carpentaria, so that I can stick to the sealed roads rather than take the rough four-wheel drive road that goes across the top. I knew I was always a good chance to be riding into the wind, and so I am, because the winds tend to be southerlies this time of the year. Excuse me. Anyway, the plan is camp tonight, so that I've only got about 60 or 70 k to ride in the morning to get to Birkenwells Roadhouse. I'll get up at a time that gets me to the roadhouse at about 7:30, by which time it should be open. I'll get some breakfast and then some supplies to see me to the next settlement, which is Cloncurry, which is about another 180 kilometres to the south. Then I turn westwards again. But Cloncurry will be my goal for tomorrow night, if I can. Hopefully I'll get there at a reasonable hour, get to bed early, and then get up quite early for the next day, which promises to be a long one. That's it for now.